For cities and towns across the U.S., this spring has brought a series of fast-moving natural disasters, from tornadoes to flash floods. In northern New York and Vermont, a disaster has developed slowly. Weeks of torrential rains have overwhelmed Lake Champlain, flooding hundreds of miles of coastline. Now, in the mountain village of Keene Valley, New York, all that water has triggered a massive landslide that is destroying a neighborhood in slow motion. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
Town Supervisor Bill Farabee walks along a gravel road, stepping over big fissures.
This area is just dropped.
He's here to inspect one of the dozen houses perched on Little Porter Mountain. It looks like someone grabbed the entire structure and gave it a fierce twist.
You see here how the house is lifted. Now, this is lifted in the last 3 days, so which means that house is tipping forward. Wow.
Nearby, a stream surges with water. New York's Adirondack Mountain saw heavy snow last winter. The spring melt, combined with record-setting rain, has literally broken loose the entire flank of the mountain. New York State geologist Andrew Kozlowski says hundreds of thousands of tons of rock and earth have been destabilized.
The area that's moving, it's impacted, is 82 acres. 82 acres of land mass on the side of the mountain is actually physically moving. It's the largest landslide in the state's history.
More homes and businesses sit at the bottom of the slide. It's oozing slowly, Kozlowski says, no faster than 3 feet per day. But it's so big that scientists have been arriving from all over the country to study it.
We still really have very little in terms of subsurface information to understand the depth and the actual extent in the subsurface of how wide this event is.
Gathering good data has been tricky, in part because the terrain is incredibly treacherous, with trees toppling and boulders kicking loose.
It definitely gets your attention when you hear the trunks cracking as mass. The boulders are hear a tumbling or a thumping sound, and you'll sort of look up and catch a glimpse as they're sort of moving down through the forest. Then you'll hear them hitting tree trunks as they're moving down slope. And so you just sort of try and get between a tree and where you think they're coming.
Just down the road, a truck is pulling away from another threatened home, salvaging furniture owned by Charity Marlott. Her house is perched at the very top of the slide, its foundation half exposed.
If I weren't so emotionally involved, if my heart weren't so broken right now, this would be a fascinating situation because I've learned more about geology than I probably would care to.
Scientists say they haven't got a clue when Little Porter Mountain will stop moving or how much of the neighborhood will be swept away before this slow-motion disaster is over. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.
This is NPR.